Epilogue. First time I've ever seen one of those this close, I say as we watch the SRA dropship come in for a landing on the colony's repaired dropship pad. The Sino-Russian designs are bigger than our wasps and almost the size of a dragonfly, but they look much meaner, all angles and armor plates and cannon muzzles. The SRA dropship carries no attack ordnance on its wing pylons, but it's still a little unsettling to stare right down those autocannon barrels. I spent the last 5 years fighting the people who crew those ships. Now the moon is crawling with them. Sergeant Fallon pulls up another chair and plops her boots down on them. We are sitting in the control tower of the airfield in front of the patched polycarb windows. In the last hour, we've watched a highly irregular mix of SRA and NAC dropships, ground attack birds, and civilian craft land and depart.
Must really be the end of the world if we're taking warm showers with these people after beating the shit out of each other for 50 years, Sergeant Fallon says.
Down below us, the tarmac is crawling with activity as ground crews unload cargo holds and refuel spacecraft. The reports we got from the crews of the newly arrived NAC ships have pretty much announced the start of the apocalypse. The Lanky showed up in orbit around Mars, our main fleet yard in the solar system aside from Earth. The Battle of Mars ended in a total defeat. The fleet yards are gone, and so is the entire colony. 25 million people. What's left of the fleet is scattered all over the solar system. The Lankies aren't advancing for now, but they've blockaded the Alcubierre nodes, and the task force that made it through to us had 16 ships in it before they battled their way through the node past half a dozen seed ships. There are no SRA or NAC fleets anymore, just small groups of humans on the run. At least we finally stopped shooting at each other. What are you going to do? I ask her. Stay here or join the counterattack?
I don't know yet,
Sergeant Fallon says. She takes a swig from the coffee mug she's been repeatedly draining and refilling for the last few hours.
They say it's a crapshoot whether any ship will be able to run that blockade and make it back to Earth. I'd like to have a fighting chance, not get blown out of space with no way to shoot back. Maybe I'll stay here and wait for them to come to me.
She puts down her mug and leans back with a tired sigh.
What about you?
She asks without taking her eyes off the SRA dropship settling on its skids outside. I consider her question, not that I hadn't made my decision pretty much the moment they put the options in front of us. We're free to decide whether to stay part of the garrison force on New Svalbard or join the combined NAC-SRA ragtag battle group to go back to the solar system and try to force the blockade. If any ship can make it through to Earth, it's the Indy, I say. Colonel Campbell says we're welcome to tag along for the run. Stealth dash back to the inner solar system.
You're going back there?
Sergeant Fallon smiles.
Whatever happened to wanting to breathe the free air of the colonies? I thought Earth's a shithole.
You're staying here? I say, aping her tone exactly. Whatever happened to sticking with the shit you know? I thought the colonies are desolate wasteland. She rolls her eyes, but the smile doesn't leave her face.
Last time I tried to do my job right, they shipped me off into exile. They've been barely holding it together as it is. What do you think Earth's like right now, with the Lankies on our doorstep?
I try to imagine the PRCs, perpetually in unrest anyway, gripped in end-of-the-world hysteria, hundreds of millions of frightened and hungry people aware of their imminent extermination. I know that that's about the last place in the universe I really want to be right now, but I can't help thinking of Mom and Hallie and Chief Kopka, my former squad mates in the 365th AIB at Fort Sugart. If our species is going to end anyway, I want to make my stand with the few people I care about. I want to be in charge of my own fate, not wait for my death in a frozen hole at the ass end of the settled galaxy. Earth is a shithole, I say. But it's our shithole, and they can't fucking have it. Sergeant Fallon looks outside again and picks up her coffee. She takes a long, slurping sip.
Come to think of it, she says, the apocalypse is at our door. The survival of our species is in doubt. That's gonna be one bitch of a fight. I'd hate to miss it.
Outside, the snow flurries have stopped. As we watch the latest arrivals swoop in low over the runway and set down on the snow-swept concrete with blinking position lights, there's a sudden break in the cloud cover, and the light from the distant sun paints the mountaintops on the horizon in shades of pale blue and white. Let's go and pack for one bitch of a fight, then, I say. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Lines of Departure by Marco Clouse. Copyright 2014 by Marco Clouse. Performed by Luke Daniels. Directed by Max Bloomquist. Engineered by Ryan May. Performance copyright 2013 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225. Or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.